Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you anticipate crowd-wise tonight? Is this overflow thing going to continue?
Oh, it always does, yeah. The size of this venue, I think it holds about 6,000 or 7,000. And just as always, there's a Jumbotron set up outside, and we'll have an equal number or even larger number of people who were not able to get in. People sign up for tickets online. A ticket, people are very, very carefully warned, a ticket does not guarantee entry. It is always first come, first serve. And so people get in, and then the fire marshal inevitably closes the doors and says, no more, you can't fit any more in, according to the code. And then that leaves a lot of people outside who didn't get in line in time. We had people here in Fayetteville camping out, lining up 2 days ago, John. They were here on Friday night. That's actually more than 2 days. Friday night, they started camping out to get in because people know that it's hard. It's hard. Even if you have a ticket, it's hard to get in. They call themselves the Front Row Joes. And it's sort of a traveling fraternity of people who do that and camp out for a couple of days. But it's going to be a big crowd scene again tonight, just as it always is, every place the president goes.
Yeah. I got to ask you about this Taliban story that came out with the president deciding not to hold what were going to be apparently secret meetings at Camp David with the leaders of the Taliban. Sounds like this thing it's always been messy, but it's getting messier. What are you saying as reporters call you today about this story?
I'm going to leave most of this to the State Department and the White House and President Trump, of course, because it is so sensitive and really it is not something that the campaign should get involved with. But I will say that the president is rightfully campaigned on trying to end the war in Afghanistan. You know, we've now been at war in Afghanistan for almost 2 decades. It's America's longest war, and it's time for that to end. The way that you end the war, a peace has to be negotiated. So it's important that the president wants to meet with all parties involved. That includes the Afghan government. It includes opposition representatives of opposition political parties there. It also includes the Taliban. If you know anything about Afghanistan, you must have the Taliban involved in the negotiation of the peace. So the president is right to try to meet with these folks and negotiate the peace. He was also right to cancel the meeting because the Taliban took responsibility for a terrorist attack that killed a dozen people, including an American soldier. And the president says you can't use terror to try to gain leverage in this peace negotiations. And so we're going to cancel the meeting. So he was right on both accounts. Right to try to hold the meeting and right to cancel it when the Taliban did what it did. And, you know, we're not going to just trust what the Taliban says. The president's very clear about that, and Secretary of State Pompeo is clear about that, too. This is going to be something that, down the line, as this continues, there's going to be strict, strict verification of the agreements that are eventually hammered out here. So it's a delicate situation, but, you know, the United States doesn't want to be in a perpetual war, a war that never ends. Sooner or later, a peace has to be negotiated.
Yeah. Well, that position, I guess Democrats can't outdo you on that or outflank you on that. So he's got some leeway for the decisions that he's making.
Yeah, and you know, if you look back on the Obama years, what the Obama strategy was just to set arbitrary deadlines and say, okay, we're going to do this on X date, and then tell everybody what you're going to do and then execute it. Well, you give everybody warnings that way. And that's, you know, to set arbitrary deadlines is not the way to try to achieve peace. I think as General Mattis said on TV yesterday, like it or not, when you're negotiating peace at the conclusion of a war, the enemy gets a vote, too. You know, you have to have the enemy at the table because in every single war, the peace has to be negotiated at some point.
Yeah. Hey, let me switch to a different type of battle. I don't know that it's going to be a big battle, but you've now got the third person who's a Republican, in name at least, jumping in to say he's going to challenge Donald Trump, the former governor of South Carolina, the former congressman Mark Sanford, who disgraced himself when he ran off and abandoned his family and his job to have a tryst with his mistress. I mean, I don't like the guy, and I think that Republicans shouldn't even contemplate giving him any job, dog catcher or president. But are you concerned that those who don't like the president or dissatisfied with Donald Trump as an individual might coalesce around Mark Sanford or one of the other two potential candidates?
No, those three are irrelevant to the Three Stooges. The president has unprecedented support within the Republican Party. His approval rating among Republicans is well over 90%. This is the highest approval rating inside his own party of any president in history of either party, with the one exception of George W. Bush immediately following September 11th. So the president is wildly popular among Republicans. No one has a prayer of trying to sneak in and somehow become the nominee. He's the incumbent president of the United States, and he has the backing of nearly every single Republican in this country. And so we're proceeding towards a general election in 2020, and we are solely focused on the field of Democrats and who our eventual opponent is going to be.
Tim Murtaugh, the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign, I really appreciate you joining us every Monday with that inside scoop about what's going to be happening. Thank you.
Sure thing. I always enjoy it, John. Look forward to it every Monday.
Thanks, Tim. We'll come back and check traffic and weather together here on News Radio WRVA in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.